of the Urbana campus as part of our ongoing efforts to make the university more sustainable and meet our responsibilities under the American College and University President's climate commitment. This project is a high student priority. Students have voted with majorities of over 77% to institute and expand the fees from which they have pledged direct support for this project. While the scope of the project has been reduced from 3 turbines to 1, and the overall university budget commitment has fallen from $3.4 million pledged in 2005, students have more than doubled their contribution from $300,000 to $500,000 to now over $600,000. The Illinois Student Senate has passed resolutions on multiple occasions urging the university to complete this project. While university stalling has driven costs up, the wind turbine remains the most cost-effective opportunity we have to pursue renewables on campus, with a $2 million contribution from the university leveraging over $2.5 million from the Student Sustainability Committee and the Clean Energy Community Foundation. The wind turbine was initially slated to receive board approval in November of 2010, and we learned only last week that re-siting was being considered. This is emblematic of the scattershot approach that the university has taken to this and other projects that leaves important stakeholders in the dark. In the Climate Action Plan, signed in May of 2010, the campus committed to building a wind turbine this year. In October, President Hogan committed, in a room of over 100 people, to building the wind turbine this year. President Hogan reiterated this commitment in February, stating that the university would do whatever it took to resolve existing budget concerns and build the wind turbine this year. Where is that commitment now? Re-siting the turbine and seeking an extension on the grant will not resolve the situation. There is no site that will appease the remaining discontented neighbors, and re-siting would result in significant additional new costs and delays. Delays to the project from a significant re-siting would likely range from 6 months to a year in order to study, select, and approve a new site. We would need to redo a geotechnical study, an archaeological survey, re-study noise and shadow impacts, and endangered species impacts, and get a new approval from the Federal Aviation Authority. The direct cost impacts from re-siting would likely be in the $100,000 range. The Clean Energy Community Foundation would be well within their rights to deny an extension request, but even if they were to look favorably upon one, it is likely that our funding would be significantly reduced. On another project for which the university received a grant from ICECF and requested an extension earlier this year, the agency invited us to reapply. Were we asked to reapply for funding for the wind turbine project, funding would likely be cut from $2 million to $1 million, as ICECF has reduced their incentives for wind turbine projects of this size over the 8 years this project has languished on campus. There was no way that the campus could make up this $1 million budget deficit. Our bid from AV Wind Power expires in about 3 weeks and cannot be signed without a selected site, as this changes the estimates for road construction needs. The vendor has indicated that a bid extension would result in increased cost to the university, and a longer delay would especially increase costs. The wind turbine is in danger of becoming another broken promise, which will further undermine the campus's credibility with students, the community, and granting agencies around the state. Re-siting the turbine and seeking a grant extension would kill the project. We ask that you approve the wind turbine at the next meeting of the Board of Trustees in June, or abandon it entirely instead of consigning it to death by 1,000 cuts. The community has been waiting for too long. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you to all the speakers. It was a thoughtful cross-section of views on a range of topics. I think we all appreciate the effort that goes into, we appreciate especially the effort that goes into creating a concise report that's delivered within the time constraint, something that has eluded all of us. So good for you. Now it's time to take some votes. There are two sets of votes that'll occur. One is the voice vote agenda. The rest are what's called a roll call agenda. We'll do the voice vote agenda first. I think almost every item has gone through one of the committees, so you ought to be aware of that. The items for the voice vote agenda were listed in the material that was distributed prior to the meeting. The Secretary, Michelle, will read the title of all the items after she's read them. we can discuss any open issues, although I understand that most of the items on the agenda have been reviewed, as I've said, by one of the committees, and I think everyone had a chance to speak with President Hogan or a member of his staff for clarification or other purposes prior to this meeting. So I hope by now there aren't too many open issues, but of course we continue to welcome any discussion at this time. After the discussion, we'll vote on all of the items at once, and we'll vote on them as a group. Of course, if anyone wants to vote uniquely on any one of the items, that's easily accommodated. You just indicate so to Michelle, and she'll take care of the rest of it. Michelle, will you please, the secretary, read through the list of items on the voice vote agenda?
Surely. Item A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meeting. Regular agenda. Number 1, approve resolution for Francis G. Carroll. Number 2, approve resolution for Carlos Tortolero. A2, approve resolution concerning university administrative staffing. 3, University of Illinois Board of Trustees schedule of meetings 2011-2012. Number 4, reappoint members to the Advisory Board Division of Specialized Care for Children in Springfield, part of the Chicago campus. 5, appoint interim vice president for health affairs. 6, appoint interim vice president for research. 7, appoint interim dean, College of Medicine, Chicago. 8, appointments to the faculty, administrative, professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 9, approve amendments to the operating agreement of the University of Illinois Research Park, LLC. 10, appoint associates to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. 11, appoint fellows to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. 12, sabbatical leaves of absence, 2011-2012. 13, rename the Department of Performing Arts in the College of Architecture and the Arts, Chicago. 14, rename the Institute of Natural Resource Sustainability in the Office of the Vice Chancellor for Research at Urbana. 15, rename the Clay Hydrology Laboratory, the Shop and Equipment Building, and the Core Storage Building at Urbana. 16, approve tuition rates for academic year 2012. 17, approve tuition and fee increases, cost recovery, off-campus, and aviation programs for fiscal year 2012. 18, approve student health insurance fees for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses for fiscal year 2012. 19, approve academic facilities maintenance fund assessment and library information technology fee for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses fiscal year 2012. 20, approve development agreement for the University of Illinois Research Park.
Is there any comment? I think, Dan, you had comment on at least one of the items.
Yes, I had a comment on item number 16 for approved tuition rates. I'd like to start by apologizing for having to read this from my phone. I didn't get a chance to print
it out. I'm
going to
do the same thing, so go
all right
ahead.
Good. And I would also like to add that while my passion about the subject is undeniably evident, I in no way feel that either the members of the board or the university administration have anything less than the best interests of this university at heart when considering this difficult and multifaceted issue. So, fellow members of the board, today we are called upon to vote on an increase in tuition. While I am sure that the efforts of those in our university's budget office have explored all possible options for the continuation of the University of Illinois before recommending such a hike, I ask that we think carefully about our votes today and what they signify in the greater scheme of things. The cost of expenses, including room, board, and books, and miscellaneous for the 2010-2011 school year is estimated to be $13,442. For additional fees is $1,636, and for tuition is $10,386. Add additional charges for being in certain academic programs as high as $15,144 for a year in business, engineering, or chemistry and life sciences, and the cheapest of students starting in 2010 can hope to graduate with a degree from the Urbana-Champaign campus after being a full-time four-year student will be roughly $100,000, a cost that, unless on scholarship or being paid for by a family member, will translate into a loan that cannot be defaulted on, that even bankruptcy cannot save you from. I feel that the role of the student trustee is to inform the board of the reality of the ground floor situation. The reality is that students are struggling. The fact that most students don't pay full tuition is a great message to proclaim, but weakens when you look at the actual numbers. For example, a student receiving a National Merit Scholarship receives only $500 per year, a measly sum compared to colleges such as USC and NYU that offer full rides for such accomplishments, a paltry $2,000 total that will barely offset 2% of the final college sticker price, a scholarship that basically would cover the cost of yet another tuition hike. While I can speak only from the reality of my Urbana-Champaign experience, I can safely tell you that voting on increased tuition is also a vote for decrease in diversity. It has been one of the missions of this board to increase the diversity at the University of Illinois. Project 500, which brought in 565 applicants,